Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this last 12, 15 minutes of the hour on this Wednesday morning. Of course, you missed any of the earlier segments of this morning's In Focus. You can check out our website. Probably by noon, we should have it up on our on-demand tab, newsradiokman.com. You can listen to that. Any old episodes of In Focus, you can also check back and listen to anything you might have missed on The Game, which is our sports program that runs later in the afternoon. Right now, I am with Manhattan Public Works Director Rob Ott. And Rob, you had a city commission work session last night, and here to tell us a little bit about what went on.
Yes. So last night, we provided an update to the city commissioners about the new sales tax that has gone in that was voted on last November for street maintenance. And we gave them basically an overall update of what the plan is for the future, and as well as just even an update on what we've been working on this year. You know, with the new funding that's now coming in the past, we've used a gas tax that's about $1.1 million we've used to hire contractors to do everything from when it comes to an asphalt street, a mill and overlay, or if it's a concrete street, to replace concrete panels or replace sometimes even the entire street or a good majority of the street. We've used that technique. And, you know, we did some analysis over the last 4 or 5 years, and we determined that we needed an influx of more dollars. The voters were kind enough to vote yes last year. And we've kind of laid out some of the different areas and our various approach to the different funds to attack our pavement issue throughout the entire city. We'll be focusing the new sales tax primarily on residential streets. Don't get me wrong, we'll probably end up including some collector and arterial streets. But the gas tax will probably be more focused on arterial and collector type streets. And we laid out for 2018 kind of some of the areas that we're going to be tackling throughout the community. And includes everything from the Berry Streets up in Northview, as well as Griffith Drive. And then we also are going to start tackling the zoo area, so anything that is west of Westwood and then south of Sunset Zoo and north of K-18. That neighborhood there is about $1.1 million of amount of work that needs to be done there. In fact, we're going to try and go out the bid with some dollars that we have this year remaining and start tackling that. Then the Stag Hill folks up there around, I got to look at my list. Davis, Allison, and Dehoff area, so that neighborhood up there will start in 2018 as well. That's probably going to take multiple years because there is quite a bit of work that needs to be done up there. And then we have the Sharing Brook neighborhood needs a mill and overlay, and then there's some work up in Grandmere, and we need to finish out Grandmere Parkway as well. So that's kind of 2018. We also laid out 2019 through 2022, the best I can. If you could guarantee me that we'll have a light winter and not much snow and not much frost, I need it to be 40 degrees every day. We could do a lot of work this winter.
I'll talk to our weather guys.
If you could get the weatherman to please secure that for us, that'd be great. Again, I don't know what the weather's going to bring us this winter, and it will dictate a little bit of how late in the winter we can work.
Brady Bowman with Manhattan Public Works Director Rob Ott. If you have any questions, we got about 10 minutes left. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And, you know, Rob, it was a big, it seems like the last few summers have been a lot of road construction around Manhattan the last few summers. Where are we at on those summer projects? It looks like most of them kind of been wrapped up.
I can definitely give a quick update on that. I do see you got a call. On the Anderson Scenic Drive intersection, you know, that work.
We got a call? All right. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Under this new tax and this street maintenance deal, is that going to include maybe painting some of the crossings that are pretty much faded out? And the reason I bring that up is that I see around town, I've had several people mention to me, I'm sure we must have had a grant to put bicycles all over the town and up and down the streets. I've had several people tell me, coffee shop people, that that's really deceiving, especially at night. But I was just wondering, if that wasn't a grant, could that money be applied to those crossings, which is probably more important? I don't see many bikes out in some of those areas. Those are. And another factor, you know, it might be a good idea if you're going to start painting on the street is to put the speed limits on there. You know, Kimball is still 30 and 40. Anderson Avenue is still 30, except 20 in the roundabout area. And the Leavenworth, which I've brought to several people's attention over the years, is still 20 miles an hour from Juliet clear to Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and it includes the school zone. And they go through there at high speed, and there's a lot of foot traffic down there going to the post office, getting in and out of cars. And when they get that high-rise open back up, there's going to be people in there disabled, have trouble getting across the street. That really needs to be addressed.
Okay.
All right, thanks. There are about 20 questions in there. Let's start off with the pavement markings. So this year we spent about over $100,000 in contractor pavement markings in the city. We try to attack some of our arterial streets, which have the highest volume and the most traffic that are carried on those roadways, like Fort Riley Boulevard, Bluemont. And we have also been using our city crews. The big difference between the city crews and contractor is the material. So they drive vehicles, their paint machines are about $500,000 paint machine, and they apply an epoxy, which has a much better binder, much brighter line, will last much longer, survives the snow plows a lot better. Whereas our crews are using LP, latex paint, and that's the equipment that we have and what we can afford. And we've done a lot of gallons, probably several hundred gallons, both yellow and white. He's right. You know, the crosswalks are very labor intensive, and we only have so many guys that can do those crosswalks. We're constantly working on them. But with the materials that we have, they're typically a 12-month application, and then we've got to come back and do them. In our higher crosswalks locations where the pedestrian counts are much higher, we do try and use better materials, but there, as the community has grown, and the city manager and I have talked about this, is our strategy going forward, and how much do we use contractors to help supplement our guys. And again, it comes down to weather, too, and number of days available to paint. As for painting speed limits on streets, that's a new one I haven't heard before. I guess we'll have to do some research into that, but There's lots of speed limit signs. In fact, I had one commissioner complain that I have too many signs up in the city. So I guess we'll have to do some more research.
You just can't win, can you, Rob?
No, I can't. it's one thing or another, but it's all good.
And we're actually going to go out just a little bit earlier, probably catch up on some breaks. So we got about a minute left. Real quick on the Anderson Roundabout, is that open?
The Anderson Roundabout is open. It is a single-lane roundabout right now, and we have a lot of work still to do in terms of pavement towards Annenberg Park, but it is progressing. The roundabout, it's open to a single lane.
And it's going to be a two-lane?
Yeah, one and a half, yep.
All right, Rob, thanks so much coming on.
Thank you.
Dave, it's all yours.
All right, thanks, Brady. Coming up tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, join us again, beginning at 9:06. And our guests, folks from Fort Riley, John Briggs from Consa Prairie will be joining us as well. That's coming up on K-Man's In Focus tomorrow. A reminder, Royals on early today, beginning at 12:30.